Now, the distance between Afghanistan's eastern city of Jalalabad and the capital, Kabul, is only about 80 miles as the crow flies. Until recently, making that trip by car could easily take 8 hours due to the treacherous, unpaved mountain road linking the two cities. Now, since the overthrow of the Taliban, large stretches of that road have been repaved. But as NPR's Ivan Watson found out yesterday, the journey from Jalalabad to Kabul can still be dangerous.
The car was packed and the driver was ready to go when a powerful explosion shook Jalalabad shortly after noon. An insurgent attack had just taken place.
An American Humvee has been flipped on its top by the force of an explosion caused by what Afghan police say is a suicide bomber who was driving a car filled with explosives. I'm stepping over what looks like the engine of the car laying in the middle of the road. An Afghan police officer is picking it up and flipping it over. Helicopters are circling overhead investigating the scene. There are unexploded American grenade rounds laying on the ground here. And an Afghan farmer just pushed an injured cow strapped to a wagon, pulled it by donkey, past the wreckage of this explosion.
The farmer struggled with his wooden cart, ignoring the burned and twisted chassis of the American military vehicle. Afghan officials later said the bomb killed at least 2 U.S. soldiers and wounded 4 more Americans, along with 3 Afghan civilian bystanders who were also wounded. Perhaps the soldiers would have been better protected if they had been driving in a mine-resistant, ambush-protected vehicle, also referred to as an MRAP. Barely an hour after the suicide attack, a column of trucks was seen driving into Jalalabad, each one carrying a brand new MRAP on its trailer. The convoy appeared to be delivering the MRAPs from Kabul to a U.S. military base near Jalalabad. But at least one of these armored vehicles would not be arriving on time. About 30 miles from Jalalabad, an entire MRAP lay smashed on its side in the middle of the road. The vehicle apparently flipped off its trailer while rounding a steep mountain curve. Nearby, the truck's Afghan driver was fast asleep on the ground under the shade of his now empty trailer, apparently unfazed by the loss of his million-dollar cargo. Many Afghan drivers are still discovering the dangers of driving too fast on the country's newly paved roads.
Until recently, Afghans were more accustomed to creeping along on bone-jarring dirt tracks like this one at speeds of barely 10 miles an hour. Many truck drivers wear surgical masks to protect themselves from breathing in the constant clouds of road dust that get into your mouth, nose, and lungs.
In a matter of weeks, conditions on the Jalalabad Road are expected to improve dramatically when a Chinese company finishes paving the last stretch of the highway through the Mahi Par Mountains directly east of Kabul. Until then, Afghans have come up with an ingenious solution for helping travelers get past the Chinese road crews in the Mahi Par Pass. At the last roadblock, before the paved road peters out, an enthusiastic gang of motorcycle taxi drivers waits, offering to ferry passengers on the back of their bikes the last few miles to the Afghan capital. They rev their engines, laugh, and pop wheelies during the exhilarating motorbike ride through a steep mountain canyon. The trip costs the equivalent of $3 per passenger. This job opportunity will soon dry up, though, when the Afghan government opens the new highway to car traffic. Finally, we arrive at the gates of the Afghan capital, only to pass another grim reminder of the hazards of Afghan road travel. On Friday, a suicide bomber attacked an international military convoy on the road here. The foreign soldiers were not harmed by the blast, but 3 Afghan civilians were killed in the attack. Ivan Watson, NPR News, on the Jalalabad-Kabul Road in Afghanistan.